mind just being able to spend a certain time just to bring us new equipment and finance it. So, you got a minute, you can call that. You can reach me directly at my desk, or 858-299-6006. Look forward to speaking with you.
Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R.
Sunrise Building, this is James.
Hey James, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but I was just following up with you here on a finance offer I sent to the business a couple weeks ago. I'm not quite sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not, but it was based on some financing that you had done with Bancorp South a few years back for some equipment, if you recall that. And I just kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline at all. I know we were in contact in the beginning of the year. I spoke with you actually in February. And, you know, you told me maybe later on at the end of the year, you take a look at your numbers and see what you're working with.
No, I don't have any plans.
Nothing coming up at all?
Nope.
No, like upcoming projects that you might need some capital for or any equipment you might be bringing on?
Nope.
No.
I got plenty of capital.
Oh, really? Good for you. How's business been for you guys?
It's booming.
Since the beginning
crazy,
of the year?
Crazy busy.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Do you guys take on a lot of projects at the same time?
Well, we're in the portable building industry. And
right.
We're booked up 12 weeks.
Woo! Wow, good for you. That's extremely busy. I mean, are you guys busier than you were last year?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Really? Is it just a year?
Yep, every year it gets more hectic.
Wow, okay. That sounds like good news to me.
Yeah.
Do you do something differently every year, or like why does it get busier and busier?
More people find out about us, I guess, and yeah, it's just we build a great product, so people know it, and they want our buildings.
Great. Oh, that's great.
We don't crank them out as fast as other builders do, but...
But they're quality work.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you end up do marketing for the business, or is it more just word of mouth?
Oh, I do marketing as well. Billboards, paper advertising, website.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're all over the place. Do you guys have any like upcoming plans for any future growth? Any like opportunities to grow or anything?
Oh, I'm always thinking.
I'm sorry?
I'm always thinking.
Really? Anything?
Build on to the shop, but I don't have any plans.
Really?
Definite plans. You know, it's just.
How'd you grow your business when you first started? Just curious how you went about that.
I started from the scratch. I built a couple buildings, set it beside the road on a friend's property, and we just grew and grew and grew and grew.
No kidding. How long did it take you to grow?
Well, I'm in this 19 years.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for you. So you guys are pretty established then, huh?
Yeah. Yep. We're hopefully here to stay.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so after being there for 19 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yep, that's right.
Is there any, like, typical time of the year when the business evaluates, like, equipment or capital needs or anything? Do you ever bring on any equipment?
Occasionally, yeah, but that just depends on when I feel it's necessary. I don't have any particular time, you know, winter, fall, summer, spring, whatever. I don't.
Just whenever it's
needed.
Whenever
I need something, it's when I go for it.
Gotcha. And you had nothing coming up at all for equipment-wise?
No.
Okay.
Nope, I'm pretty much set on equipment.
Gotcha. And then, like, currently, do you have, like, a banking relationship with, like, your local bank or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a line of credit with them?
I got a line of credit, and if I need something, they're more than happy to help me out.
And it's always enough on that line of credit, sufficient enough?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, good. Very, very good.
Yep.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to, follow up and touch base with you here since we were in contact in the beginning of the year. and see where you were at. I do recall telling you about working capital. You do already know about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's mostly what we specialize with here is working capital and equipment financing. It's kind of our bread and butter here. And, you know, I know you work a lot in the construction or contracting business.
If I buy new equipment like trailers for move our buildings, what's your interest rate on it?
So,
what is your term of payment? You know, 10, 15 years?
Oh, on the equipment?
Yeah.
So, for our equipment, I mean, it's kind of like your typical car loan, I guess. It's set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments.
Okay.
And the rates obviously are going to differ from company to company because we kind of take a look at you on paper as well. But we start typically in the mid single digits.
Okay.
And then, you know, from there, I assume that you are in pretty good shape. You've been in business for 19 years and you sound like you're on top of everything. So,
yep.
I feel like you would qualify for like the better stuff, but, yeah, what we end up doing usually is we take a look at you on paper. We take a look at, 6 months of your most recent bank statements and we take a look at your, most recent tax return. And then from there, the information just goes over to the underwriters and they determine a payment plan and payment options. And they don't give you just like one option. They'll give you like, here's your, for the 3 year term, we can give you this rate and this payback per month. And for the 5 year term, this for this, you know? So, it really just depends a lot on the overall health of the business. And you've been in business, you said for 19 years, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of, like equipment do you usually bring on?
Trucks. Trailers.
Trucks and trailers?
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just ordinary. The trucks are just ordinary trucks. I've got a Dodge 3500 pickup. And I've got a Peterbilt single-axle semi-tractor.
Right.
But then as far as the trailers, they're special-built trailers to haul portable buildings around on. So they're more expensive than your just typical flatbed trailer.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And when you get these, do you usually go through your local bank?
Yeah, yep.
And
I got two new trailers. I went through both of them to got the money from the bank.
And how's the bank working out for you?
No complaints.
Yeah, is it pretty good? Do you have a solid rate with them?
Yeah.
Is it pretty low? Would you say it's lower than 5%?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely?
Yep.
Are you around, like, the 3-something?
No, it's like 4.5.
4.5%. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all. And that's with...
With my relationship with the banker, I can... You know, they bend over backwards to help me. I bend over backwards to help them.
Absolutely. That's the way it works.
Win-win
it's a good relationship, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a win-win deal. Same.
It is a win-win deal.
Kind of like the saying, you pat my pocket, I pat your pocket.
Absolutely true. Oh, man. Okay, well, I just wanted to drop in, you know, and catch up, see how you've been, how the business has been. You seem like you're in pretty good shape still right now. Would you mind if I just shoot over my email to you in case you had anything coming up later on?
No, I'm not interested.
Not interested in anything?
Nope.
All right. If I give you a call back in like 6 months, would that be all right with you to catch up and see if you had anything else come up?
No. I just removed my name from the mailing list, calling list, because I'm not, you know, I've got a good relationship with a banker, and if I need anything, I'll go to them.
Yeah. All right. I will do that for you. And you take care. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.